This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 144, four terrific transportation, part three answers. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our seven easy steps to a seven or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, we are going to talk about local transport, international transport, the effects of transport, everything you need to succeed at speaking part three.
Jessica, how you doing?
Lindsay! How you doing? Are you feeling better? I know, like,
yeah.
This week you've had some challenges with the cold.
A voice challenge. I know. I'm one of those people that loses their voice very quickly when I get sick. Like, some people always lose their voice when they get sick. I'm one of them. And that's a real liability because I'm a podcaster.
Right. That's unfortunate. That is really unfortunate. No, that sucks. I seriously can't remember the last time I actually lost my voice. I think it's only happened like twice in my whole life. But I know what you're talking about. Some people are like prone to it. My mom's like that. She, like, as soon as there's a hint of a cold, her voice just sounds like she's 200 years old. And she's like, I love that. Like, it just gets bad so quickly.
So quickly. I mean, for me, even if I have like a 3-hour meeting where I'm talking the whole time, I'll start to lose it. It's terrible. Even if I'm healthy.
Oh, crazy.
It's crazy. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why.
That's crazy. Okay. Well, you know, today we thought we'd give our listeners some speaking part three example answers because that part of the test is super tough. And, you know, we have been talking about health just now, and that is a common topic on the IELTS test. And maybe we'll expand on that in a future episode. But today we're going to give you some example part three answers about transportation, because this is a super common IELTS topic.
Absolutely. So let's just jump into it to give our listeners these awesome sample answers and just get it done here, Jessica. Let's do it. Are you ready?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So Jessica, in Portland, how do people travel around your city?
Well, my city is super bike friendly. I feel so fortunate to live here because, well, luckily I love to ride bikes. I guess if I didn't like to ride a bike, I wouldn't like living here as much. But riding bikes is very common for work commuting and school commutes, exercise. But I mean, people still drive cars a lot. You have to. If I'm going to a suburb on the other side of the city, really riding my bike is not an efficient way to travel. So depending on how much time you have, right? People still, of course, drive cars. But I would say, yeah, bicycles and cars are definitely very common.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you.
I gave you a super high score.
Super high. All of our scores are going to be super high today. Okay.
I love it.
Lindsay, what changes do you foresee happening to local transport in your city?
Okay, so I see two major changes happening. And the first one is regarding bikes, because bikes, a lot of people bike just like in Portland. Mm-hmm. But the difference is that in Boston, it's very dangerous to bike.
Oh.
So, and people are killed like every couple of weeks in the summer Boston, unfortunately. Oh. Yes. So I see changes happening with the way that the roads are being redesigned and repainted. And signs are going up for more bike lanes and things like that to protect bikers. Okay. And the second change that I see happening is they're actually building new train lines. And what's happening that's actually really interesting, when they're building these new train lines, new neighborhoods are becoming trendy and actually gentrified too, right? So there's Union Square, which is in Somerville. that is now becoming more gentrified, more trendy, because we know in 2018, a train is coming in. So the restaurants are already opening up, and the fancy cafes and music shops. Yeah. So those are the two changes that I see happening in Boston. If IELTS Energy has helped you increase your IELTS score, let us know. Go to the iTunes store and leave a review for this show. Tell us your story about IELTS and let us know how we can improve the show. Go right now and leave a review in the iTunes store, guys. Thanks for your reviews.
There's a new, the train here is called the Max. It's not a subway. It's all above ground, but the Max here also is, just opened a new line. And yeah, same thing. Like this neighborhood that it's going to, like, has been opening for the last year in preparation, right? Like you're saying, but yeah, that gentrification, those, like hipster coffee shops moving in type thing.
Yeah. That's true. That's what they do. I mean, with the business plans of these coffee shops, restaurants, they look at the outlook, right? 10-5 years down the road, they want to sign that lease. It's like a 5-year lease anyways.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So they sign and they know that, you know, 5 years down the road, this will be the place to be, as we say. So that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, that was really good. But let me remind you and our listeners that your speaking part three answer does not have to be that long.
Oh, it was too long.
Just to remind you.
So if we were in the exam, you would have said, oh, that's enough. That's enough. Right.
I would have stopped you. Yeah. I would have said like, thank you. Thank you. And then like tried to move on to another question. Okay.
And what we would want to avoid there is not getting thrown off. Right. So we've talked about this before. If the examiner stops you, don't get thrown off. It's actually maybe not as bad as not saying enough, right?
Oh, exactly. It's way better. It's much better to say too much than too little, for sure. And remember, the examiner has a job to do. And if they stop you, that's fine. They're just keeping track of the time. That's their job. So yeah, don't get thrown off by that. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good tip.
So
okay.
Do you have another question for me?
I do, Jessica. Are you ready? Here it comes. So do people from your country often go abroad?
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you've been to any country in Europe, I promise you, you've seen American backpackers walking around. I mean, I used to be an American backpacker walking around. So for sure, people from my country fly to other countries all the time. However, having said that, I do know some people, and actually my brother, honestly, is one of them. There are with too many Americans that don't even have passports. And that just shocks me. I've spent so much of my life living and traveling to other countries. I honestly can't imagine someone that has never or doesn't even want to go abroad. So, to sum up, yeah, of course, tons of Americans go overseas, but unfortunately, there are still some people that never leave their hometown.
Very nice. Very nice. Yes. I know how you feel. It's crazy to not be able to not want to travel, right? I mean, how could we not want to travel?
Oh my God. I never understood that. I just, from the moment I was born, I wanted to travel. You know what I mean? Like, I remember just reading books about other countries and just daydreaming. As soon as I turned 18, I moved to Spain. I started right away.
Ooh, that's cool. That's cool. It's a good starter country, a good place to start with your international travels.
Totally. I think so. In retrospect, that was a good decision.
I like that. Okay, cool. All right.
So, okay, I have a question for you, Lindsay.
Okay.
How could we improve international transport?
Okay, well, I'm thinking about flying here, you know, that form of transportation that we all need to do if we want to, or many people need to do if they want to go overseas, unless we want to take a boat, of course. What we could do is we could have better communication between the passengers and the airline when it comes to delays, so that we don't end up just sleeping in the airport. You know, I have some personal stories and some friends' stories where on Thanksgiving or Christmas, they've ended up, you know, trying to go abroad and they've ended up sleeping in airports. So we want to try to reduce that as much as possible. So that's one way that we could improve international transport, by improving communication.
Awesome. I think guys, if you look at Lindsay's last answer and my last answer before that, I think we both organized our answers really well. And there were, you know, native speaker phrasal verbs in there, like end up in, like Lindsay was just saying, but also we have a higher level vocab in there as well. So, and that's that range that you guys need. And the answers were like the perfect length, and there was a conclusion at the end, right? Like we kind of said, so I think blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, in short, this needs to happen. So if, guys, if you listen to this episode a couple times and really think about the vocab and the structure of the way Lindsay and I just answered, I think you guys could learn a lot from that.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jessica. And as far as leaving that conclusion, it's not a hard thing to do, right, guys? To just sum it up with one final phrase. We can remember to do that most of the time. And it could make a huge difference in our whole, I guess it's the fluency and coherence piece, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think just including this in your practice, making yourself have that conclusion sentence, it'll keep you from wandering off topic and talking for too long, because then your fluency score goes down because you start repeating yourself and talking about random things. So make yourself have that conclusion where you summarize it just like real fast, you know, just one sentence.
Yes, I like it. Really good tips. Awesome. So guys, go out there and practice, prepare for your speaking test this weekend and enjoy it. And let's get our sevens or higher.
Woohoo!
All right.
You can do it. All right.
All right. We're done for today. Jessica, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, Lindsay. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Have fun.
I will. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.